for dialogue on Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's what Russia's president is telling the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog agency about a Russian-occupied nuclear plant in Ukraine, even as more Russian missiles rain down on Ukrainian cities today.
President Putin is failing in Ukraine.
NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg says the alliance stands with Ukraine for as long as it takes, echoed by G7 nations, including the U.S., after a virtual meeting this morning. The man who committed mass murder in a South Carolina church is turned away by the nation's highest court.
The U.S. Supreme Court is refusing to hear arguments that convicted Charleston church gunman Dylan Roof should have his death penalty re-examined. Roof fired his attorneys at his federal trial for the 2015 mass shooting in which he sought to kill African Americans in his claim to ignite a race war. Roof chose to represent himself at the time because he wanted to make no claim he was mentally ill. He is currently on federal death row, though the Biden administration is imposing a moratorium on federal executions.
Fox's Eben Brown. The high court today also refusing to hear arguments on whether an unborn child has constitutional rights to challenge abortion laws. Jury selection begins for the trial stemming from a Trump-related investigation.
A Russian think tank analyst who provided agent Christopher Steele with information that contributed to the Steele dossier is accused of lying to the FBI about his sources of information. Igor Danchenko is the third person to be prosecuted by special counsel John Durham, who was appointed to investigate the origins of the FBI's 2016 probe into possible connections between former President Trump and Russia.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Prosecutors say Danchenko lied about a call he claimed was from an anonymous source. The defense argues government overreach and says Danchenko gave technically true answers to the FBI. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Colorado teen is found safe after she was missing for 10 days.
Police in Boulder first said that 14-year-old Chloe Campbell was last seen at a high school football game September 30th, with two older men described as sketchy.
We were confident, based on some recent things that our detectives were able to run down, that she was alive.
Assistant Police Chief Stephen Redfern, the girl found Monday unharmed about 26 miles away from Boulder in Thornton, Colorado. And investigators now say they think the girl ran away, though they're still looking into it, who Campbell was with and what she was doing while she was separated from her family.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Two comedians are challenging a police program at the Atlanta airport they say violates the constitutional rights of airline passengers, especially black passengers, through racial profiling and coercive searches just as they're about to board their flights. A lawsuit filed on behalf of Eric Andre and Clayton English says that Clayton County officers are claiming the stops are consensual encounters and random, but that in reality they are profiling. A new rule is planned to fix a problem with Obamacare subsidies.
The Treasury Department is finalizing a regulatory fix designed to bring down employer-based health insurance costs for family members, closing the so-called family glitch. In a statement, President Biden says that glitch has allowed health care plans to be considered affordable so long as coverage costs are affordable for an employee, but not their family members. The new rule will allow Americans to sign up for the insurance rule change. It's believed by administration estimates about 1 million Americans will see insurance costs drop or coverage gain as a result of the new rule. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A mixed day so far on Wall Street. The Dow right now up 209 points, but the S&P and the NASDAQ are lower, oil prices sliding back under $90 a barrel. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.